Someone has performed on the chimes at Altgeld most every year since they were installed in 1920. Sue Wood, heard here playing 2 years ago, has performed since 1971. She was made chimesmaster in 1995. Albert Marion played the chimes for 37 years before her. Before that, the U of I's bands program handled performances. They consist of pressing large wooden levers, a kind of keyboard, in the small room at the base of the bell tower. Due to health concerns, Wood, a retired environmental chemist, hasn't played since August, relying instead on a group of six students, just some of the many she's trained on the chimes over the years. But she has every intention of playing again.
Now, whether I'm still chimes master is a debatable question. I think 45 years of that is probably enough, and that somebody else could easily take over without any problem there. So it won't hurt my feelings at all, because I'll be happy to have someone else assume the responsibility.
Wood says the Altgeld chimes have never required a structured program, just someone willing to play. U of I Associate Provost for Capital Planning Matthew Tomaszewski says Wood will play a large role in the chimes' future, including longstanding hopes for a capital funding plan relying on a combination of state funds and private donors.
We have a campaign to raise funds to do a renovation of Altgeld, which would include the library and the chimes. It's something that we feel very strongly about that needs to happen.
Altgeld was quiet during finals week, normal policy while exams are taking place, but noon hour concerts are expected to resume when the spring semester starts. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.